listening to the National Radio Club's DX audio service for April 1987. Hello, I'm Fred Vobey. Let's step right over to the front page of DX News, the magazine of the National Radio Club. From Altobia, KPLA 770 in Riverbank, California has been on the air testing and will start programming around March the 22nd. They'll have a variety format with 50,000 watts daytime, 1,000 watts night. The pattern is DA2 to the west with a three-tower array. They will use CQAM AM stereo during the daytime and the CON system at night. Well, because we're on a limited time here on the DX Audio Service, let's get right into the AM Switch column with Jerry Starr.
Thanks, Fred. Hi, everybody. This is Jerry Starr with another edition of AM Switch from the pages of the National Radio Club's DX News. We have three AM switches for this month on the audio service, and we'll start right off with call letter changes in edition number 146. On 720, new station in Hernando, Florida will be WRZN 960. WJAZ in Albany, Georgia changes to WGOP. 1300 KRKO Fairbanks, Alaska becomes KBCN. That old call will reappear in just a moment. On 1380 WLIZ Lake Worth, Florida becomes WLVS. 1380 KRFE Everett, Washington returns to their previous call, which was just released by the Fairbanks station. They return to KRKO. On 1430 WLVS Germantown, Tennessee becomes WEZI. 1480 KAPE, another call that will return in a few editions in San Antonio, Texas, becomes KCHL. And on 1530 KSMM, Shakopee, Minnesota becomes KKCM. Applications for new stations, there were three, 600 in Brownsville, New York, on 1020 in Eastwood, Louisiana, and 1090 in South Lake Tahoe, California. Grants for new station, one in this edition on 1200 in Columbia, Mississippi, 500 watts non-directional daytime only. Highlights from applications and grants, under applications on 1030 WMIN in Maplewood, Minnesota would like to raise their night power to 1,000 watts. 1140 WASG Atmore, Alabama wants to move way down to the bottom of the dial on 550 kilohertz with 3,900 watts non-directional daytime only. 1210 WSBI Static Tennessee wants to go full-time by adding 1,000 watts at night. And on 1420 WEUC in Ponce, Puerto Rico would like to move to 650 kilohertz with 5,000 watts day and night and a U3 antenna. Those are applications. Here are some grants. On 1170 WXAX Lexington, South Carolina raises their power to 10,000 watts. On 1310 WXMC and Parsippany Troy Hills, New Jersey goes full-time by adding 360 watts at night, change their antenna pattern to U3. And a few highlights from the Otherness column on 600 WKLW Paintsville, Kentucky. This new station is now on the air. On 820 WZYQ in Frederick, Maryland, since they moved to this new frequency, they have temporarily been running daytime only with 500 watts until their full-time antenna system is completed. That may have already happened by the time you hear this. If not, it's just a short time off. They will be 5,000 day, 500 night U2. Now let's move on to edition number 147, and the call letter changes start on 1190 WTPS in Hughesville, Pennsylvania. There's a bit of a mystery here. According to the FCC public notices, they are changing their call to WJOK. However, member George Vanish, who lives very near Hughesville and hears the station on a daily basis, has reported hearing them using a new call letter WBUG, so it's sort of up in the air. But if you're listening on 1190 and hear either WJOK or WBUG, it's the Hughesville PA station. The FCC has not yet listed a change to WBUG. If it does, of course, we'll let you know on the next edition. On 1240, WYAM Marion, Mississippi becomes WJDQ. On 1270, KKIK Big Springs, Texas changes to KWKI. On 1290, WSBL Sanford, North Carolina changes to WXKL. 1300 WTYM Temple Terrace, Florida changes to WQBN. Of course, that sort of tips you off as to the kind of format they run, QBN or Cuban. They are a Spanish-speaking station in the metropolitan Tampa market. On 1420, KXOW Hot Springs, Arkansas becomes KIXT. And on 1520, WPOE Greenfield, Massachusetts becomes WGAM. Moving down to grants, since there were really no applications or grants for new stations or major applications for existing facilities, one under grants is on 990 KBLS, Santa Barbara, California. They go full-time by adding 1,000 watts at night and change their antenna to U3. Scanning down through otherness, we find that on 800 CKDR, Dryden, Ontario has moved here, formerly on 900 kilohertz. On 980 WJIW, Cazenovia, New York, this new station is on the air. On 1070 CKST in St. Albert, Alberta, Canada, the station was silent. They are now back on the air with a rock oldies format. On 1250 KHOT, Madera, California, their full-time operation is now on the air. And finally, we move to edition number 148, and we start with call letter changes. As a matter of fact, we start with a non-change. Last edition, we reported to you that long-standing WMCA in New York was changing their call to WTKU. Evidently, they have thought that over because they have had that call change set aside, so 570 in New York City remains, as it always has been, WMCA. Here are some call changes that actually took place, or will take place. On 930 KZTA in Yakima, Washington, also licensed to the city of Union Gap, becomes KAJR. On 980 KVRN Sonora, Texas, becomes KNOS. On 1090 KLSC in Aurora, Colorado, becomes KYBG. 1120 WHTT Buffalo, New York, becomes WTKS. 1150 WJRD, Tuscaloosa, Alabama, changes to WZBQ. On 1170 WLKE in Wampum, Wisconsin, becomes WLKD. 1290, a new station we'll tell you about in just a second, in Kerrville, Texas, will be KXXT. 1410 WRDC, Boyle, Mississippi, becomes WWJA. 1460 WPDQ, Jacksonville, Florida, changes to WRQT. On 1490 KGUD, Banning, California, picks up the FM call recently dropped in Los Angeles, KMET. And on 1550 KKPE in Cape Girardeau, Missouri, we told you this call would come back, they are now KAPE. Applications for three new stations in this edition on 700 Dothan, Alabama, 1100 in Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, and 1380 in Bryan, Texas. Four new stations were granted, two of them on 1200 Pismo Beach, California, 5,000 day, 1,000 night U4, and Soquel, California, 25,000 day, 1,000 night U2. On 1290 in Kerrville, Texas, 500 watts daytime only non-directional, and on 1490 in Custer, South Dakota, 1,000 watts day and night U1. Several grants to existing facilities of interest on 1470 KANO in Anoka, Minnesota will change their city of license to Brooklyn Park, Minnesota, and in the process of doing that will also go full-time with 5,000 watts day and night and a U4 antenna. And on 1580 WAMJ, South Bend, Indiana, goes full-time by adding 500 watts at night, considerably higher than the power authorized under the Canadian-Mexican Agreement. Their antenna will be U2. And finally, a couple highlights under the otherness column on 650 KUUY, Orchard Park, Wyoming. Last edition, we told you that they had moved here from 870, and in fact they have, and in fact they moved in just a matter of days after that move was authorized. We understand that the swiftness of that movement may have partially been under the urging of KOA in Denver, who was more than anxious to see KUUY move off of 870. The closeness between 850 and 870 and the closeness geographically caused some interference to KOA's signal in the northern part of Colorado, and they were probably more than overjoyed when the move was made. So KUUY is now on 650, and according to the station, their powers on this frequency are 8,600 watts day and 500 watts night. And finally, we end on a sad note. On 970 WHWB, Rutland, Vermont, they are now here from their old frequency of 1,000. When they were on 1,000, they used to be a pretty good bet from time to time at sunset in the east, and also here in the Midwest, they were heard on a semi-regular basis at sunset on 1,000. Unfortunately, 970 is nowhere near the same frequency. It is much more congested, and chances of hearing Vermont have now gone down to a great degree. So WHWB Rutland, Vermont, now on 970. If you don't have Vermont heard or verified, sorry about that. And that's about it for this time. I'm Jerry Starr for AM Switch. for the DX Audio Service. Now, once again, here is Fred.
Thank you very much, Jerry. And right now, I'd like to turn the microphone right over to John Bowker with the travelogue for this edition of the DX Audio Service. John?
Well, okay, Fred. Hello to you, too. As a matter of fact, I should tell you, noble leader, that this is the 1 month of the year when I'm delighted that the travelogue portion of the DX Audio Service is on the B side of the tape. I wouldn't want this to be on the A side of the tape, because this is no joke, I can tell you. Hello, everybody. This is the segment of the tape, seriously, where we have started at the left end of the dial, and we're going to work our way up to the right end of the dial, giving you tape recordings of station IDs. These are air checks off the air in every case. Some of them not so good, some of them very good. And they've been collected by me and my two sons, and a number of DX Audio Service Club members have kicked in some of their tape recordings. So, you know, if you have some good, clean station IDs from time to time that you'd like to either loan us or forward to us, you know, you go right ahead. We'd love to have it here at DX Audio Service. I'll give you my name and mailing address at the end of this tape. And for those of you, by the way, who have sent me some IDs that I haven't responded to yet, no, I haven't lost them. And yes, I'm very slow at getting back to people, and, you know, do with that what you will, but I'll get back to you. I really will. Today we're going to start at 840 on the dial and go right up through 890. And, well, with that, why don't we just get started? Here is the 840 kilohertz tape on the DX Audio Service for April 1987.
Away with the wind chill tonight. It's going to be very, very cold in Kentucky, and make sure that you bundle up. The National Weather Service is saying temperatures could get down to minus 40 degrees with the wind chill index in there, so be careful, okay? We have tickets to go see the University of Kentucky play the University of Louisville. We will be giving those away soon. Listen to the voice of the cats and the cards, 84 WHAS Radio Louisville. It's high noon, lunchtime, and with 84 WHAS News, here's Mike Edgerly.
Jefferson County Police say they have broken up a theft ring that had stolen thousands of dollars in merchandise from a local electronics firm.
Sports 84, exclusive Louisville listening home for the Big Red Machine, WHAS Louisville.
You are listening to WRYM 840 on your AM radio dial from New Britain, Connecticut.
We go until 8:15 tonight. Bud Clifford here at WBPO Stroudsburg, Pennsylvania.
Well, one of these days I'll get down to Mobile, Alabama, and we'll pick up the 840 station in Mobile. And of course, with the new allocation plan for AM radio, it's quite apparent, I think, that other stations are going to start coming on the air on all of these clear channel stations more and more. So this is a never-ending hobby, I can assure you. Let's move along now to 850 kilohertz.
With Jim Harrison on WKIX Raleigh. In this hour, you could win $25.85 in Kicks Cash. When you hear a payphone ring, answer it by saying, "I keep it on Kicks."
The living sound. WJW.
Hey, it's headline time, boys and girls.
Just came in the morning. WHDH. Boston.
KOA Denver now with a salute to our distaff desk jockeys downstairs who have the day off today, and rightfully so, the Statler brothers.
This is WJAC, Johnstown, Pennsylvania.
You're listening to KFUO Radio Clayton, owned by the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod.
150,000 watts of power, this is WIBK, AM and FM, Knoxville, Tennessee.
WRAP Norfolk News Headline.
850 KHLO. You're tuned to WEEU in Reading. The time now, 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. Here's the news brought to you by WEEU on behalf of the Food and Drug Administration.
CKVL vous informe.
85 CKVL. Le plus actuel.
Well, now, that was a little more interesting. As a matter of fact, a couple of points there. That last one was CKVL Verdun, which is in the province of Quebec, and it's really a suburb of Montreal. So you can put it down as next to Montreal. And I enjoyed what the KOA announcer said. He called the secretaries at the station desk jockeys. And I guess at a radio station, that is entirely fitting. And let's see, there was one other that seemed to get my attention anyway. WEEU's News in Reading. That station break was recorded in 1974. And the station is still on the air, but when the news is sponsored by the Food and Drug Administration, it does make you wonder just a little. And of every break I have put on tape so far for you, all the way from 5:40 up to here, my favorite is the WJW break, the living sound, WJW Cleveland. I think that's very smooth, very nice. Enough of what I think. Why don't we move on now to the 860 tape on the DX audio service for April 1987.
From WAYE in Baltimore, it's 11 o'clock and time for news.
It's really been a joy and a pleasure being with you today for Jubilee Broadcasting Corporation, coming to you over WYJZ 860 Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania.
This is KIFN A60 on your radio dial, Phoenix, Arizona. Autoriza usted KIFN 860 kilociclos, 1000 watts de potencia, Phoenix, Arizona.
This is KARS, Cars Radio, Blinn, New Mexico.
860 on your dial, this is WTEL in Philadelphia.
You are tuned to the music station KWHO AM, Radio 860 in Salt Lake City. Time, 29 minutes past 4 o'clock.
Bonsoir, mesdames, mesdemoiselles, messieurs. Vous venez tout juste d'entendre notre dernière émission de la journée. Votre poste de radio CJBC 860 émet sur une fréquence de 860 kHz.
That's CJBC in Toronto there at 860 on the dial.
Quiet Storm, Soundstream 860 AM, is WAMO Pittsburgh.
And that's the 860 tape for the DX Audio Service. Do you realize there were nine stations there at 860, and of those nine, five have changed call letters since I recorded them starting in 1972? Yeah, my collection goes back into 1970, but none of those were recorded in 1970. Thanks to Ron Clark, who is a DX Audio Club member, he sent us a copy of that WAMO break from his home, which is in Jeanette. And we thank you very much, Ron, and we'd love to see more and more of that sort of thing. So we did pick up the change of call sign to WAMO from what it used to be, WYJZ in Pittsburgh. Let's go ahead now with the 870 tape.
You're tuned to WHCU, WHCU FM stereo in Ithaca, New York.
From New Orleans, this is WWL Radio 87.
Radio 87, Eyewitness News.
87, WWL, New Orleans is all you need to know about radio.
King Edward Cigar Time is 28 before the...
Well, what more can you say? You know, except for WLS in Chicago, I think I have more recorded IDs of WWL than any other station in the country. Off the air, that is. I've worked for a number of stations, and of course I have all their jingle packages, but that's one of the criteria for working for a station. They got to have a jingle package. All but WNRC. That one I don't have to work for, even though they do have a jingle package. And that's supposed to be a local joke for Fred and his friends. Okay, let's see. I'm assuming everybody can pick up WL, so I won't burden you with my half dozen, or actually it's closer to two dozen, jingle IDs and things from WWL. But you can get in touch with me. I'll give you my name and address at the end of this little segment. Let's move on now to the 880 tape on the DX audio service.
M88 WRFD, Columbus, Worthington, 5 o'clock. Time for the news from CNN, Steve Lineberry, and music till 9.
Jack Welby joins you next. I'm Alan Shaw.
You are tuned to WCBS New York, 88 on your AM dial.
Good morning. Among the hour's headline stories on News Radio 88 New York, police and city officials want the police union to back off on threats to expel 24 dissident members. In sports, Rangers won, Islanders beat the Devils. Howard Cannon with sports news in 15 minutes. Weather Center forecast from Craig Allen shortly. Good morning. I'm Jack Welby.
Set your time to WCBS. Four tones will follow. The fourth and final tone marks the exact time.
12 o'clock.
News. This is Jackie Judd. The Coast Guard returned to the spot off the coast of New Jersey where a Soviet freighter was last seen listing badly.
Did you notice the squeaky chair? I know CBS is having some trouble budget-wise, but the squeaky chair on WCBS, my goodness. That recording you just heard is the most recent of any in the entire collection, DX Audio Service contributions or otherwise. That was recorded at 12 noon on Sunday, March 15th, 1987. Let's move on to the 890 tape.
This is the Henderson Broadcasting Corporation. Radio Santa Henderson, WHNC, Henderson, North Carolina.
Music Radio WLS Chicago.
John Rickard Glenn Decker, 7 o'clock.
Well, that's going to do it for the DX Audio Service on this April 1987 edition. Now, if you have any IDs you'd like to add to the collection, we'd sure like to hear from you. If you just want to loan them, I'll make copies and send, of course, the cassettes back to you promptly. It would be very helpful to me, as many of you who have sent in cassettes know. Some I have been able to return, some I haven't yet. And that's because of the time it takes and the care that I try to take in copying each one with tone balance and things like that. And, you know, as with any hobby, I spend a great deal of time at it, but not enough. Oh, not as much as I'd like. Anyway, with that preamble, if you would like to send anything to me, my name is John Bowker, and I'll spell my last name for you, B-O-W-K-E-R. The address is the number 14, Canoe, C-A-N-O-E, Brook Drive, Princeton Junction, New Jersey, 08550. Okay, Fred, let's carry on from here.
Thank you very much, John. Now let's hear from Harry Dentz with a look at the amateur radio column, and then some news and information, and of course, Phil Wayne with Market Scope.
Thank you, Fred, and hello, everybody. This is Harry Dentz, N4CBR, in Lexington, Kentucky. In this month, on the ham radio information section of the DX Audio Service, we thought we'd talk about a major change in the FCC's approach to the novice class licenses. I don't know how many of the members who listen to this tape have ham licenses, and I don't know how many others would like to have them. But in my experience, most people who have radio as a hobby wish they had the ham radio license. And we all make excuses for ourselves why we don't have to get busy and get it, and certainly some of the obstacles have been real. Well, there are some major changes in the structuring of the novice license and ham radio licensing in general, and it's probably easier than ever to get a license, and it's probably more rewarding than ever. So we thought we'd discuss that in this edition of Ham Radio Information. In a press release dated January 30th of this year, the FCC has notified the public that they have adopted the proposed rules they were evaluating regarding novice enhancement. The novice license is, of course, the lowest level, easiest to obtain ham radio license. And the complaint on the license always was that you were very limited in what you could do. You were limited to low-power Morse code transmissions. The FCC has just made a sweeping change in what a novice license gives you. And effective within the next few days, perhaps effective by the time you receive this tape, novices will be able to put their present radios onto 10-meter single sideband. They've already been allowed to work 80, 40, 15, and 10-meter code, but now they're going to be able to work voice mode on 10 meters. With the sunspot numbers now declining, the 10 and 15 meter bands will be opening up more and more for the next several years. And within a year or two, worldwide DX on an almost daily basis should be possible on 10 meters, as well as very reliable contacts all over the United States. So a 10-meter phone is here for the novices. On top of that, the computerized modes of operation, such as radio teletype and packet radio and AMTOR and so forth, are now eligible modes for novices to use, or will be in a few days when these rules go into effect. Another very interesting development is with the popularity of VHF radio, novices are now going to be given full privileges as to all emission types on the 220 and 1270 megahertz bands. This is going to include FM repeater operation on 220. It's going to include all sorts of experimental modes, local emergency networks, civil defense nets, and so forth. Should be a lot more for the novice to do. A novice should be able to be a lot more involved in what's going on in their community, should be able to be involved in those special parts of the hobby that they're most interested in. And no longer do they just have to concentrate on making Morse code contacts and getting their code speed up. Those of you who haven't kept track of ham licensing may still think in terms of the old two-year non-renewable novice licenses we had back in the 60s when I became a ham. And you may not realize that the novice license is now a renewable license. And I think it's a 10-year term. It was a 5-year term, and I think all licenses have now gone to 10-year terms. So, there's no pressure to upgrade. You can upgrade at your own speed. And with the enhanced privileges and extra bands to use, you can now be involved in virtually any phase of ham radio you're interested in, including satellite communications. So there's just a bigger menu to choose from than ever before. Additionally, when it comes time to upgrade, the novice license has always been given by volunteer examiners in your own community. Some of our listeners may not be aware that all the higher classes are now given by volunteer examiners. There's no more going before an FCC examiner, which can be a very nervous situation and which can require going to a special location at a special time. Instead, most ham radio clubs participate in the volunteer examiner program, and virtually any ham fest is a site at which exams can be taken for all license classes. So testing is more accessible than ever. It's done in front of local community hams instead of FCC examiners. The privileges are better than ever, and the licenses are easier to handle than ever. We want to encourage all members to take advantage of this. Anyone who needs information as to the volunteer examiner program or how to establish contact with local clubs or whatever it may be can drop me a line in care of the DX Audio Service. And when Fred forwards those comments on to me, I'll certainly get back to you with a personal answer. We would point out that the American Radio Relay League in Newington, Connecticut is the umbrella organization that would be best to contact for general information, but certainly NRC members and audio service listeners can direct questions to me as well. Fred, we'll turn it back to you now, and 73s to everybody. This is Harry Dance for the DX Audio Service.
Cartoonist Jim Davis, creator of Garfield, has some new interest in Muncie. Radio stations WLBC AM and FM been sold to a local investment group that includes Davis. WLBC is a part of Muncie's heritage, according to Davis, who lives in Muncie. To have an opportunity to carry that on, especially with the gentlemen who are involved in the new management of WLBC, it's going to be great fun, that according to Davis. No one connected with the sale would disclose the purchase price, although one unidentified source told the Muncie Star the price was more than $2 million. The sale must be approved by the Federal Communications Commission. The new owner, DRMS Communications Incorporated, a group formed by Davis, J. Allen Rent, advertising executive and former WLBC announcer, Morty Mannies, a district agent with Peck and Paul Associates Insurance and a 30-year veteran WLBC sports broadcaster, and David L. Smith, Ball State University telecommunications professor, who is a former program director for WISH-TV of Indianapolis. And for the DX Audio Service, this is Phil Tallman.
This is Market Scope for April 1987. I'm Phil Wayne, taking a look at the FM stations in Syracuse, New York. WJPZ is Z89 at 89.1 megahertz. WJPZ signed on in January 1984 with a CHR format and covers the city well with 100 watts at a good central tower location.
Feel the power. Z89. Z89.
Never really mattered too much to me.
Z89.
I hope you're having a great day. The Way It Is by Bruce Hornsby. Check out the Z89 Syracuse weather. Today there should be morning sunshine. It's going to become cloudy skies a little later on. The high's going to be between 35 and 40. Tonight, there's a chance of snow, an inch or less, that's going to accumulate. The lows are going to get down around the 20s. Looks like Friday, there's going to be a chance of a snow, maybe 3 to 5 inches. Well, it's currently fair and 24 degrees in Syracuse and 22 in Marcellus. Keep it right here on Z89.
In a row. Power play. Z89. Now, an hour of power. 14 in a row. Z89.
WSEN FM at 92.1 megahertz was Syracuse's longtime country station, simulcasting their AM daytimer. WSEN changed to Transtar's Oldies channel almost a year ago and is very successful. WSEN FM has recently applied to the FCC to move to 92.3 megahertz and increase power.
WSEN FM, your Oldies channel. Yeah, it's songs like that that make you thankful for spandex. Here's Bobby Bloom on the Oldies channel. FM 92, WSEN FM. Bobby Boom Boom Bloom from 1970 at Montego Bay. And that comes on the heels of Jackie Wilson with Baby Workout and the Times with wonderful Quantity Square here on the Oldies Channel. And this is Bo Weaver just basking in the light of can I look that one up and get back to you? More of your favorite songs, including one from Whence the Magic Came, right after this.
The WSEN National Weather Service forecast for today: sunshine, high climbing into the mid-30s. Looking at tonight, clear and very cold, low dropping down to about 10. And for Monday, mostly sunny, high in the mid-30s. And right now, on the outside at the Oldies Channel, 26 degrees at WSEN, and it's the Oldies sensation right here.
Oldies Channel is WSEN. Come on, tell your friends. WSEN-FM 92. The Oldies Channel playing favorites with Little Credence, The Searchers with Needles and Pins, and we started with a Lovin' Spoonful. The magic's in the music, and the music's in me. WSEN AM and FM Baldwinsville. Syracuse's Oldies Channel at FM 92 and AM 1050. Playing the greatest hits of all time.
93.1 is 93Q, or WNTQ officially. This station was formerly WFBL-FM and WDDS as the Empire State FM network with Muzak in the early 60s. The station was beautiful music originally, adult contemporary in the early 1980s, and is today CHR.
Ladies and gentlemen, Dave Laird, Ted Long, and Jack Strapp broadcasting live from the Brick Hit House.
It's like, okay, I'm here, let's party, let's rock and roll.
93Q, WNTQ, Syracuse. It's 6:01. Hot Hits 93Q with Europe and the final countdown. 5 minutes after 6 o'clock. It is 6:05 at 93Q, Laird and Long in the morning.
Harold, what would you do if I just told you you won a 7-day cruise for two to the Caribbean worth $4,000?
I'd faint.
Nobody brings you more prizes more often in the morning. Join Laird and Long for the easiest contest in the world from Hot Hits.
93Q.
Hot Hits 93Q, there's Billy Joel, and this is the time. Good morning, Central New York, 23 now after 2 o'clock. Marty Santi on duty here on this Hot Hits weekend. And you know, 93Q proudly presents the magic of Doug Henning, and that's coming up on Saturday, March 14th at the Landmark Theater with an 8:30 showtime. Listen to Laird and Long all this coming week for your chance to win two tickets to see the magic of Doug Henning from Hot Hits 93Q. Here's Luther Vandross off the compact disc player and from the Hot Hit line, 421-9393. It's a new one called Stop for Love. It's the first of four Hot Hits in a row on 93Q.
The oldest continuously owned FM in town is WYYY, or Y94FM. Originally simulcasting WSYR, the station was beautiful music for many years, changing to Bonneville's soft rock in the 1970s, and highly successful as an AOR station later in the decade. Although the AOR format made them number one, 94 Rock changed to their current adult contemporary format and widened the gap with the following stations even further.
WYYY, Syracuse.
Y94 FM.
Well, I'm in the mood for summer. After that song and after the sun being out, it's so nice. It's kind of chilly, though. A little after 2, Rich Lauber, Y94 FM, and 10 in a row.
Y94 FM, Surf City, Jen and Dean. 1:34 now. Hey, this week's winner of a free breakfast at work from Y94 FM is the Disbursement Department at SU. Tomorrow morning, myself and the gang from Y94 FM will bring them a delicious breakfast from the Patrician's Baking Company. It's our way of saying thanks for having us on at work. And if you have us on, too, write in. The address is Listen While You Work, Y94 FM, Syracuse, 13202. We announce a winner every Monday morning at 10:20.
More favorites. Let's talk.
Hope it's a merry-go-round of Syracuse fun.
The oldie show, Y94 FM.
Turn your mind off, baby.
Feel the fun vibrations with the oldie show, Y94 FM.
It's fun!
Name it.
And claim it.
Y94 FM.
Name it and claim it.
Y94 FM and name it and claim it. Who's this tonight?
Edward Christie.
And where are you calling from?
Syracuse.
And our name it and claim it song tonight is?
New York's a Lonely Town by the Trade Winds.
Absolutely correct. And I got a 94-day membership for you to Chimney's Video Superstore, okay?
Sure.
All righty. Congratulations. Hang on the line. We'll get your name and address. And what's the station with the best oldies?
Y94 FM.
WAQX 95.3 is the rocker. Originally licensed to Madison County, the station moved its tower almost into the Syracuse city limits and purchased the old WOLF AM to move their studios within the city.
WAQX FM, Manlius. WAQX AM Stereo, Syracuse. 95X, the home of rock and roll.
95X, the home of rock and roll and endless nights from Eddie Money. When it comes to endless nights, believe me, Jeff and I know what we're talking about because we're still having one. 8 minutes after 6 o'clock on a Friday morning. Great stuff last night. Jeff, of course, out at Suburban Park and a lot of fun out there. And I was up on stage with the Greg Allman Band and doing the MC duties for them. And boy, what a tremendous show they put on.
Unfortunately, this is a radio commercial because if this was on television, you could see.
WEZG has been the area's beautiful music station for much of its history, except for a brief attempt at rock of the 80s as WSCY, Sky 101. The facility is at 100.9 megahertz with 3,000 watts.
24 degrees once again at the Syracuse Airport, 32 degrees in downtown Syracuse. That'll do it for me, Mike Lovett. I will be back most likely with you again Friday night on the overnight between 12 and 6 o'clock. 1 minute in front of 6 o'clock right now. Dick Mastriani is up next with Daybreak, and he'll keep you company all morning long to get you out of bed and on your way to work right here at 100.9 FM WEZG, keeping you informed and entertained. We're WEZG FM North Syracuse, 100.9. Good morning.
WMHR is the primary FM religious outlet in the area, broadcasting since March 1969. Let's listen in as they attempt to convince faithful listeners to part with some green.
I guess that our goal is to just express that we believe we present a service that is a worthwhile service and one that is worth paying for, much as a newspaper or cable TV or, it's a poor analogy, garbage collection or anything else. You pay for services, and we hope to present our case that this is a worthwhile service and one worth sharing with. Wayne, we got about 30 seconds before the news. Would you give us a quick prayer as we begin and give us a call letters, and we'll start the news, okay?
Okay. This is Christian Radio, WMHR, Syracuse.
IMS News. Good morning. Ron Smith reporting.
WKFM 104.7 is licensed to Fulton, New York, and has been trying to become a Syracuse station for years. Although their signal is acceptable to the north of the city, coverage is questionable in other areas. WKFM did pull strong numbers a decade ago with TM's Stereo Rock as one of the first contemporary FMs in the market. WKFM struggled for years with a CHR format, which produced mediocre ratings. Their current AOR format also produces lackluster ratings.
Less talking and more rocking on 104.7 Kix FM.
104.7 Kix FM. There we go. Joe Jackson and Right and Wrong. Wrapping up the all-night Shrek Attack. Got things underway with Robert Cray from his Strong Persuader album. And I guess I showed her. Also some Fleetwood Mac, Billy Joel off the compact disc player. The same with the Moody Blues and the latest from Steve Winwood and the finer things. Rock and roll, just about to move out of here. 7 before 6 o'clock weekdays at 12 noon. You can join Stereo Steve for the Muddy Lunch Hour on Kix FM. So anyway, here we go. We got to play some commercials and do some news.
All right.
Right here at 104.7 Kix FM.
Tonight at Sutter's on the SU Hill, it's Grateful Dead
night. WRRB at 107.9 is one of the three 100,000-watt FMs in the city. Originally classical WONO, the WRRB today sports a country format. The DX Audio Service Award for Talent Excellence unanimously goes to WRRB swingman Jeff Walker. The only thing missing from Jeff's program is that Quasi Wabbit and his carrot.
FM 108 WRRB weather, and then after that it's going to be Kenny Rogers with Morning Desire. Today will be partly sunny and windy with a few afternoon flurries, high of 40 degrees. Tonight mostly cloudy and low of about 15 degrees. Snow accumulation, a little bit, low of about 15. Wait a minute, the news guy, Jeff, you ripped my weather. Hey, I'm not going to take the blame for this. Here you go. Okay, wait a minute. He ripped my weather all to shreds. Okay, tonight mostly cloudy with little snow accumulation, low 15. Tomorrow, a mix of clouds and sunshine with a few flurries in the evening, high 30. Right now, it's 37 degrees.
I'm Jeff Dunn, WRRB News.
WRRB.
Syracuse, it's 5 o'clock. It's your country music leader.
That's this month's Market Scope. If you would like to help us feature your market in an upcoming Market Scope, we would like to hear from you. Just write us at the DX Audio Service.
Thank you very much, Phil, and that's it for this edition of the DX Audio Service for April 1987. We gotta go, the cassette is running out, so we'll see you next month on the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service.